going back to the ornamentals. Every time I tell people that I work in plant breeding, they think that I work in a row crop like soybean or corn. When I make clear the point that I work in a landscape plant in Abelia, they kind of lose interest in my research and start asking me why the plants are dying in the house as a whole and they should water them. For me, working in ornamental is really important. I mean, making a more beautiful world is a huge deal. Just imagine this resort without all the landscape. It will be just a bunch of volcanic rocks with a bunch of beautiful buildings and a lot of pools. So, but most of the people don't get that. So, but beauty is not the only goal that we search for or we're aiming for. Nowadays, the green industry is really concerned about the amount of water that we use to grow our plants. A nursery in full production down in Florida with overhead irrigation can use almost 19,000 gallons of water per acre per day. That's the same amount of water for 100 people in a single day. So my research as an ornamental breeder in training in Abelia is looking for new varieties of Abelia, like breed new varieties of Abelia, and underline the genetics behind it, the self-incompatibility systems, a new embryo rescue protocol, and another bunch of things. But also, I'm looking for wild relatives of Abelia that have the salinity trait, and then we can integrate that trait in one of superior hybrids of Abelia. Now, if you're still wondering why I love Abelia that much, Abelia is that plant. It's not native from America, but it's a non-invasive, drought, heat, insect and pest tolerant, which makes a very nice plant for your landscape. Also, it flowers from spring to frost, so it's pretty, you should consider planting Abelia in your yards. We're working in designing the trade because being beauty is not enough. Thank you.